Hey folks, this is Damon. So today I want to talk about something I heard or something I was listening to on another podcast. So the guy's name is David Shands and his Instagram is Sleep is for Suckers, which is a cool concept because there's a whole movement of, you know, hustle and don't sleep kind of thing. And I guess he's one of the proponents of that, which is cool. I try to get some sleep when I can, and I try to work as much as I can on the stuff that I'm trying to work on. So I understand both sides of it. But he has a podcast called The Social Proof Podcast, and I just started listening to it. I've been following him on Instagram for a little bit, and he's got one of his mentors. His name is Jonathan Green, and I started following this guy too because I liked a lot of what he was talking about. So he was being interviewed on the podcast recently, and one of the things that really stuck out to me was talking about faith and fear. So he was talking about his story of how he broke out of his shell and really started being more proactive in the stuff he was doing, and really kind of getting over the fear that he had of just, you know, trying to pursue the things he wanted to pursue. And so the really cool thing he was talking about was, which was, well, it was cool to me to hear this comparison, but so he was essentially saying that fear and faith are like almost the same things. I mean, there's like a small tweak in between those, right? Especially if you look at what the scripture says in the Bible. So it's Hebrews 11 and 1, I believe, and it's, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so if we apply the same thing to fear, is it'll be, I mean, almost exactly the same. So fear would be the substance of things, let's say, that you're scared of, and the evidence of things not seen. And so it kind of takes it back to like whatever you believe or whatever you're believing in or hoping for is what's manifested as far as faith goes. But the same goes for fear. If you're scared and you're continuing in that fear, then that's what's manifested. It's a lot easier to choose fear because fear is more comfortable, right? You can be scared to not do anything, and you could say, man, I don't think I can do it, and you won't get anywhere like that, which is what happens. The fear keeps you back while faith propels you forward. And so it's really a cool way to kind of look at the difference, or even how similar those concepts are, faith and fear. You're producing the result of fear when you're being scared of things, and when you're being scared to try new things and step out, you're producing the result of nothingness, basically, which is scary in and of itself. So it's an interesting concept. And I have chosen faith to move forward. I believe in what I'm working on and what I'm doing. It's not easy all the time, but again, you have to choose to be hopeful. You have to choose to believe in what you're doing and continue in what you're doing. I know there's another concept that some of you have probably heard called imposter syndrome. And imposter syndrome is when you have an idea, or you want to work on something, or you have like a vision for something, anything you want to do. And then you start thinking, well, why is anybody going to listen to me? Like, why is anybody going to take my idea seriously? Like, who am I to think that I'm going to be able to implement this idea? And essentially, you're just saying, why me? Imposter syndrome is like this killer of your progress. It's a killer of your idea, because you're thinking, why me? Well, why not you? Like, why not me? The ideas that I have, some of the stuff I want to work on, it seems like other people are probably better suited to do these ideas. But you know what? They're not doing them. And I believe in what I'm doing. So why not me? And you should be saying the same thing. Let go of the fear that's pulling you into that. Why me? Why should I be doing this? Or who's going to listen to me? That's the fear talking. And all you need is the faith. You need to hope for better instead of being scared of worse. You can't let the fear of people's opinions and the fear of judgment and stuff like that keep you from doing what you want to do and what you'd like to do and what you believe in doing. So fear has no power. if you don't give it any power. If you're not scared of those things, no substance is created from the fear, right? So if fear is the substance of things you're scared of and the evidence of things not seen, stuff isn't seen. The stuff that you're scared of isn't real. There's an acronym for fear that I've heard a lot, that fear is false evidence appearing real, right? And it goes back to the exact same thing. The stuff isn't real. The things that you're scared of aren't real things. The people, the judgment, the opinions, they don't matter. If you have faith, which is hoping for and creating the substance of the things you hope for, that's what's really important. So as long as you continue in faith and step away from the fear, everything's going to be cool. And I'll finish with this. This is another saying I've heard several times, and it goes something like, whether you believe that you can or if you believe that you can't, you are right. I actually want to leave you with one last note about hope. So the whole time I was recording that first portion, there's a song playing in my head, and I think it's from a movie. I don't remember. And I know Faith Evans sings it. And I'm going to tweak the words a little bit just to make it a little more relevant for everybody. But it goes like this. 'Cause I'm hopeful, yes I am, hopeful for today. Take these gifts and use them, let them take you away. And be hopeful, hopeful, and he'll make a way. I know it's not easy, but that's okay, 'cause I'm hopeful. This is last week versus this week. Okay, so I decided to make this a weekly podcast instead of, I think what I started with a little too zealously was the everyday kind of thing. So I'm going to do this once a week, and it'll most likely be on Monday mornings. I might record on Sunday nights and then post on Monday morning, and give you a breakdown of what I accomplished last week versus what I'll be doing this week. So that's what we're doing. So let me see, I got a lot of good stuff done last week. And you guys are going to have to bear with me because my kids just woke up and they're super loud. So they're going to be possibly screaming throughout the rest of this section. But here we go. So I got the advertising for Churchy Date done, as you guys heard from the last podcast. And got it published on Spotify Ad Studios, which was cool. And that ran for a week. And then I also have my Facebook advertising going. Now, they're both up and running. Well, the Spotify ad is finished running. The Facebook ads are running. And honestly, they're not going that well. It's not a whole lot of people signing up. We've probably had about two or three signups, which is not that great. So it's stuff to tweak. I need to tweak the advertising, at least on Facebook. And I also went through some online courses on Facebook marketing, on ads and stuff like that. And so there was some cool stuff that I learned about retargeting, which I'm going to be implementing this week. So that's part of the this week strategy. So I'll be retargeting some of those ads. And retargeting, if you're not familiar, if you care. So Facebook advertising is pretty interesting in general. You can target pretty much anybody, anywhere, based on all kinds of criteria. Retargeting is a strategy used in Facebook and probably some other online advertising platforms, where you can take the audience from ads that you've already run, people who have seen those ads, especially videos, like say if they've watched already 25% of a video that you posted. You can then retarget and specifically target those people who have seen your ads already, who have clicked on your other ads, or who have acted on, you know, other things you've posted. It's more likely that they'll be willing to click on your ad again or look at something you already done if they've already kind of been interacting with some ad or watched a video that you posted before. So it's a cool concept, and I'm looking into working on that this week. Last week, I also I got some intros done, like some video intros for Churchy Life. So Churchy Life is going to, on top of the podcast that I talked about with the interviews, I'm also going to be doing some, you know, Christian entertainment news. So I have some videos I plan on doing. I have intros done for those, as well as intros for Church Funny stuff. So Church Funny and Churchy Life will both have like some Church Funny already has videos, but I have videos for both, and I have intros and outros designed and developed for those. What else did I work on last week? I started working on the design for the t-shirts I talked about. I need to finish those up. I got one. It's a little harder than I thought. Well, not because the design is a lot different than what a lot of people have seen for most shirts. And I think I talked about that a little bit. But so it's going to be interesting trying to piece that together, because I have some ideas for a few shirts that I want to do. And I need to get the ideas over to the designer so he can start actually doing the design for those. But I'm trying to put together the concept for him so has a easier, you know, path to finish those out. So I'll be finishing that this week, as well as, like I said, working on those retargeting ads. And I think that's most of it. I also went through some other apps and stuff like that for video, just to make sure I had like my video stuff down, ready to go. We did the test podcast with my wife Danny, so we did a successful test and recorded video and audio for the podcast, just to make sure I could get all that together and mixed correctly and all that good stuff. So all that stuff is ready to go. I'm going to start doing more interviews, more tests/real interviews with whoever wants to do them. So friends and family, anybody who has a church story or grew up in church and wants to talk to me about their experience growing up in church, that'll be cool. Hit me up, and we will be doing those interviews really soon, and then start getting the podcast actually up and going. It depends on how many interviews I have done before I start publishing them, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, that's about it.